And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is Michael C. Moore. I'm a professor of energy economics at the Cornell Energy Institute and the School of Public Policy in Calgary, Canada. My dangerous idea is that water is a scarce resource that is underpriced and undervalued and ought to be taxed in order to change behavior, both in terms of the biggest water users in agriculture and in urban areas, but also to let the politicians and policymakers understand that the drought we face and the change in climate conditions is real and likely to be permanent. If we don't get a grip on where we're going with water use, no amount of rationing and no amount of conservation will help, because you can't conserve what you don't have. Right now, what we do is to assign water rights in very big blocks. For instance, thanks to the mining era in the 1800s, we have a rule that's called first in time, first in right. And that means that those who were there first, or those who were further upstream, have the first claim on water. It's not rationed, it's not priced, and it's not metered. And as a consequence, historic water uses, which were established long before cities, were allowed to use as much water as they wanted and whenever they wanted. No matter what the climatic conditions were, they could get it first. The idea is to look at the amount of water that's used to grow crops, especially those that are exported, and imagine that those that have the highest value don't always conserve the most water. In other words, we ship a lot of the water that we have in the state or in the West out to other places, and in return we get revenue, but we don't get more water back. So if we put a tax on that water use and on the water contained in those commodities, then we can begin to create a revenue source for water improvement or for conservation techniques, and we can also enforce a behavior change that says maybe all the high value crops that we are shipping out aren't the best use of water in the state.
That's A Dangerous Idea from listener Michael Charles Moore.